Russ Park.
Morning show.
What you won't do? Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what you won't do, man?
Yes, Rashawn from Baltimore. What's happening?
Right. How do we start with you? How do we start with you?
Yeah, you already know, man. Y'all love me, man. But anyway, what you won't do, Brittany, is show up to the club with your boyfriend trying to get me jealous at Stadium Club a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
That was a boyfriend.
Yeah, the little Asian guy.
He wasn't Asian.
You don't do that.
Yeah, the dude went to college.
Well, Manny Pacquiao, what he was, man.
And he went to college with
her. Are you jealous?
Yeah, he's jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
You don't need to be sitting over in the corner lurking. There's women dancing around on poles naked, and you're looking at Brittany fully clothed. What is wrong with
everywhere.
You, man?
Come on.
I came for Brittany. I wanted a lap dance. You know, that's all.
Oh, man. Ain't going to happen
for you. Went home sad.
Ain't going to happen for you. Damn. Yeah, he go to the Stadium Club. Of course, you know, they got the free drinks from 6 to 9.
And he's
taking advantage.
And he's watching Brittany.
What is the deal with that? Sick man. And I'm glad Brittany went in the room for that.
Here she comes. Missed out. Good.
Hey, Brittany.
May creep her out.
You just had a phone call.
You missed what's his name.
Oh, come was on. It Usher?
No, no. It wasn't Usher.
Jason Derulo?
No, your other boyfriend.
Chris Humphries?
Rashawn from Buffalo. From Baltimore.
He said we might as well be from Buffalo.
Yeah. He was basically saying that you ignored him at the club the other night and you brought your boyfriend.
Yeah, you brought your boyfriend.
And that wasn't your boyfriend.
That wasn't my boyfriend.
Yeah, and
I did say hi.
Yes, he's easy to ignore, though. So, anyway, don't creep her out tonight if you're showing up. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, what you won't do?
What you won't do is call me. I don't answer the phone, and then you call right back from a blocked number like I don't know it's you.
Yeah. Because you're ignoring the call. So just that's answer. How you do it.
Exactly.
And when you answer, it just confirms that you were ignoring him. I'm telling you, that is the problem. You ladies, like, you just know how to make us feel like pressed. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, what you won't do?
Hey, what you won't do is if I'm in the stall by myself and there's 50 stalls, you come stand right next to me and use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
that maybe that was like their that favorite one.
Yeah, huh? You're looking over their
do you
shoulder.
You have a favorite stall when you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Good morning. What you won't do? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What you won't do? Yeah, what you won't do?
What you won't do is tell me to bring you some food and be asleep. Pretend like you sleeping, and then when I come to blow the horn up, you act like you been fully dressed and been sleep all day when you was wide awoke.
Wow, wide awoke.
Oh, okay.
Wide awoke.
I got you, man. That. What you won't do? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
What you won't do is call me out at work in front of everybody. Then find out you was wrong and try to apologize in secret. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you for a second.
Oh, damn. That is messy.
I don't like that.
Just put you on blast, grandstand you, but want to, like, exactly. Privately, man. Say, apologize to me in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's a good look, man.
Tweet.
Let me see. Gonzo, Benny G writes out, what you won't do is send a sex email to your boyfriend, but your dumbass hit send all. Now, and he get mad because everybody want to try to holler at you now.
Yeah.
Because they think you're reachable.
Yeah, you're looking easy now.
Yeah. You're looking easy.
Easy.
Good morning. What you won't do? Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, hey. What you won't do, man?
What you won't do is make a movie and don't give me a role.
Well, listen, man, I got a role coming up for this next movie. Are you an actor?
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you live, man?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay.
You know what? You can send me an audition. People always send me auditions. They email it to me.
That's right.
I'll send you the sides. What the sides are, a little bit of the script. I'm doing a big motion picture. It's a prison love story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about two guys that fall in love.
Oh, no, not that.
No, if you're going to act, man, hey, you got to act. You got to take on a role.
Put them down,
yeah.
Russ.
Yeah. Can you do that? You got any dudes that you can read the lines with?
Hey, you send me the part. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And here's the beautiful thing, man. You can do your own stunts and everything.
Is there a love scene?
Yeah, there's quite a few love scenes.
Oh.
There's a prison room. There's a weight room. The warden's office.
We got stand-ins for that part, right?
No. This is all you, baby. Do you want to share the Academy Award? No, man. All right. Hold on the line. Let me get some info from you.
Hello.